Ladies and gentlemen, he's standing under a stepladder and has black cats all around him because it's the Friday 13th edition of The Spooky Weather.
Yes, and I also have 12 people sitting around the table, which started this whole thing back during the Last Supper, because there was 12 people, including Jesus. And, of course, Judas was the one who betrayed him. Number 13, that's how it became Unlucky 13.
Yeah, well, there you, ladies and gentlemen, you learn something new every day. That's the first I heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm not a church-going man.
Right. Okay, so now, there we go. And I hope, weather-wise, I know it's going to be a lucky day. Mid-80s, sunny, warm, dry. Clear tonight, 55 to 60. Hazy and humid Saturday, late day thunderstorms, 80 to 85. Sunday, continued hazy, humid, chance of thunderstorms. Middle 80s, they could be severe on Sunday. And Monday, hazy and humid, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 90. I will be here Monday, by the way.
You
just
will?
Just telling you now.
Well,
I will be here Monday, Monday and Tuesday, and then I leave for vacation on Wednesday.
I was going to say, you had to be there on Monday because you can't take Monday as a vacation day when you're going to leave on vacation on Wednesday.
Right. So I told AJ, I said, you know, you could rest, and because he'll be working for me for the week. So AJ will be here from Wednesday through next week, and then 2 days of the following week. So that's it. That'll be it, at least for now. So, going to Maine, I hope to, do some light things across Maine. Nothing real. Oh, I told you, I got tickets to see American in Paris. It's playing at the Playhouse there, so that I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to go to their Wild Kingdom Zoo, which is in York Beach, Maine. Go to see that. Gary Garrison and his wife, who live in Scarborough, they're going to drive down to meet us on Sunday, not this Sunday, of course I'm not there, next Sunday, and we'll have dinner with them, and then we'll return on Tuesday.
All right, and then you'll be back in the saddle on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes, and I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as the lake turns.
Uh-oh, what's up at the lake?
This is not good. One of the members, who was very instrumental in advising us as far as legal matters and things like that. I was told last week that there was a problem and that he was involved in some sort of a felony. And I said, nah, can't be. Know him well, no way. It turns out that they were right, and it happened a couple of years ago. And now the association is digging deep again, which I don't care for. And they said that one of the bylaws is that no one who has been accused of a felony or is a felon is allowed to own a cabinet. And they're looking into this. My thinking is, well, Marshall, if when you bought your place, you had a spotlessly clean record, and then 27 years later, something did happen, and you wound up, whether in jail or paying fines and stuff like that, does that mean that you should be thrown out of your community?
Well,
I don't think so.
It's like a condominium agreement. It's not good, but it's legal. But what's not legal and what the person can fight in court is you are innocent until proven guilty. So there's no way that they can say if you've been accused that they can do that. There's just no way. He can fight in court and win. But the other thing is, like, it's like a condominium association, Pat. It's really horrible. When you agree to something like that, sure, that's why condominium associations throw people out all the time that they don't want. Like when millionaire rock stars try to buy in and stuff like that, they throw them out. The minute it's legal, but it's rotten. It's rotten.
I totally agree. Right. I totally agree. I don't like it at all because, again, this gentleman has done a lot of work for the association and never charged. That has to be said for something. And for whatever he did, it was a personal thing, obviously, and it had nothing to do with the association. So I say leave well enough alone. But, of course, emails were going back and forth yesterday. Phone calls were ringing all over the place. And I said, it just doesn't stop, Marshall. Yeah. It's one thing after the other. I hate to blame the board, but I'm blaming the board.
Yeah, well, they, like I said, they don't have to follow those old archaic rules. The same thing in condominiums. When you buy into a condominium,
really?
If they deem you unworthy, your character unworthy to be in there, they can throw you out.
Wow. Even though you own it.
Yeah. Well, you have to. You get to sell it and stuff like that. But you're out. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, it's dumb. It's legal. But to try to do it to you when you're just accused, that he could fight in court. Yeah, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Oh well, he served time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're all up in arms. Hey, you know what? That's one skeleton out of the closet. I bet you if they went around that lake, they'd find a lot more bones. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And you know what? Whatever happened to the Christian value of forgiveness?
Thank you. That's correct.
Forgiveness.
That is correct. So I'll keep you posted on that. I am going to head up to the lake this weekend. There's nothing mandatory going on there, so that's a good thing. And... just try to relax. It is definitely going to be a Marshall Miles weekend with temperatures well into the 80s, humid, and a thunderstorm. That sounds like your kind of weather.
It does. And severe thunderstorms possible on Sunday afternoon.
That is correct.
All right. Yeah, that might affect our travel plans. So thank you very much for that little bit of information.
Oh, you're very welcome, Marshall.
All right. And so we'll speak to you Monday.
Monday it is.
All right, Pat. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Wrapping out this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.